From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Chris Faulkner, reading Justifiable Means by Terry Blackstock. Now let's begin with Justifiable Means. Chapter 1. The lights from the squad cars were still flashing in the night, illuminating the modest apartment building in alternate shades of blue and black. Larry Millsaps pulled his unmarked Chevy to the curb and glanced at his partner.
So much for having the night off.
Tony Danks nodded bleakly as he scanned the crowd forming on the sidewalk. Officers were already questioning some of the neighbors, and other uniformed cops came and went through the building's front door.
This hasn't happened in how long?
Larry grabbed his windbreaker from the back seat and pulled it on over the 9mm he had holstered under his arm.
Well, almost a year since the last one.
They got out of the car and pushed through the crowd, not bothering to flash their badges since all of the cops in the small St. Clair Police Department knew the two detectives by sight. They made their way through the crowd into the building.
Well, one a year is too many for me,
Larry said. He'd been plagued by the trauma on the young girl's face the last time. There was a look that rape victims wore, a waif-like, haunted look that spoke of violation and soul-deep despair. This one would probably be no different, and he started up the stairs reluctantly past the other tenants who were watching the open door of the apartment with fascination and dread, waiting for bits and pieces of the drama to be revealed. There were four cops inside the apartment, two with cameras and one with a camcorder, recording the crime scene just as they had found it. Lamps were broken, tables overturned, glass shattered.